Good morning. The time is 10:01 a.m. We're here today, June 24, 2014, in the OPA Hearing Room, Suite 907 of the DNA Building in Hagatnya, Guam, for the pre-hearing of OPA PA 14-004, G4S Security Systems Guam, Inc. versus the Department of Public Works. Presiding over the hearing today are Hearing Officer Anthony Camacho and Public Auditor Doris Flores Brooks. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Llewellyn Terlahi and Rachel Field. Will appellant G4S Security Systems Guam, Inc. please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Kevin Fowler, counsel for G4S. I do not have a G4S representative with me today, however.
Will purchasing agency Department of Public Works please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
My name is Laura Mooney. I'm Assistant Attorney General, and I'm representing the purchasing agency, DPW, and I have Carl Dominguez, the director, present with me.
Thank you.
Okay, so pursuant to the are you recording this, or is this thing on? Not on. No, still on. It's not on. Yeah. Sorry, technical difficulties.
How about now? Okay.
Yeah.
So, of course, this was the also the day that the hearings on any motions filed would be heard. And the first motion, or the only motion that was filed, was the appellant's motion to produce the procurement record. So we'll start with that motion first. And as that is your motion, Mr. Fowler, you have the floor.
And well, if I could make a motion for continuance, just entering as counsel for DPW, just for the record. We just received this last night at the close of business, and I'm here this morning, and I do not even have the exhibits that were attached to his motion to review, which would include the contract.
Okay, well, we'll...
So then, I'm just going to do that for the record before he begins, if it's okay.
Well, okay, I acknowledge that, but the time for motions has passed. Okay, that was established in the notice of pre-hearing conference, which your client received well over a week ago. This is... May I remind you, Ms. Mooney, an expedited hearing. We've only got 90 days from the day the appeal was filed to actually receive the material, go through it, handle any preliminary motions, and have a hearing and issue a decision. Okay? That will be legally binding on the agency and on the appellant as well. So on that, Mr. Fowler, you have the floor.
Thank you. G4S actually filed two motions. Our latest motion filed on the 17th was to produce the procurement record. It's not really a motion I think that should ever be necessary in a proceeding like this, and but I would request an additional order from the OPA that DPW produce their procurement record. We simply do not have that. I don't know what's in there, and we certainly would like to know what's in the procurement record before we go to a hearing. We also filed a motion with the public auditor on June 13 to set a hearing date and to preclude consideration of any DPW arguments on this appeal. And that's based on the OPA's...
Well, let's start with the motion to produce, or stay with the motion to produce the procurement record first. Of course, I do agree with you, Mr. Fowler, that should have been filed actually on or about May the 27th. 5 days after the agency receives notice of the appeal. Note that it is
actually,
now May or June.
We said May 30th and June 5th.
Okay. Between that period, but nevertheless, you know, we're now on June 23rd, well past that date. When can you reasonably provide the procurement record? What is the earliest reasonable possible date for you that's realistic?
We would request next Wednesday as a reasonable date.
Okay. So is there any way you can do it by Friday?
No, it's not possible this week based on schedules and unavailability of people at personnel at DPW. I've set up a conference and have things in progress because I would need to review the record as well.
Okay, so we're looking at, that's July the 3rd?
Yes. July 4th is Friday, July 3rd is Thursday.
Oh, excuse me, July 2nd. Okay.
July 2nd?
It's Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Okay. All right. So July the 2nd, the procurement record is due, and I will say noon, on July the 2nd of 2014, and that must be filed, okay, with the Office of Public Accountability. Of course, Mr. Fowler, once it's filed, you certainly may review the procurement record once it's filed here, okay?
Can I have an order that they file a copy of it with my office, serve my office with the
Well, seeing as how it is late, I'm gonna grant him that relief, and I'm going to ask that you provide Mr. Fowler with a copy. Could the copy be electronic? What are you requesting?
Either way, okay. If they want to put it in electronic format, that's okay.
Okay, so either, I don't know how voluminous, that's what I'm saying, I don't know how voluminous the this file is, so either electronic or at least a hard copy to Mr. Fowler's office by noon on July the 2nd, okay, 2014. Now, as you are late in providing this record, I'm also going to admonish DPW and remind DPW essentially that if this record is not filed, I will sanction DPW. And of course, the sanction is if you don't provide the information by that time, we will proceed, but we will deem most of Mr. Fowler's arguments to be true, because we will deem DPW to have failed to provide information to counter it. Okay? And as hearing officer, I have the power to do that, and that would be the sanction that I would impose without further hearing should DPW fail to meet that July 2nd, 2014 deadline. Is that understood?
Yes, it's understood.
All right. Okay. Now, Mr. Fowler, you had a second motion.
Correct.
All right. And you have the floor on your motion.
Thank you. The other motion was simply to have the OPA set a hearing date, which it of course has to do anyway. We have requested a hearing. And we had asked that the OPA preclude consideration of DPW arguments under 2GAR section 12104C5 for its failure to produce the records or an agency report. In addition to not producing a procurement record, DPW has also not filed an agency report. And I assume they will try to do that, although we've not yet discussed when they should do that, if they're given leave to do so. But I'm thinking the hearing officer may have already kind of resolved this issue by stating that if DPW does not produce its record by July 2nd, they will be sanctioned and G4S arguments will be deemed true. And that's basically the relief we're asking for in this motion. And if that relief is not granted today, I can understand. I would certainly want that potential sanction out there should DPW not produce a record on time at this point, or if they don't produce an agency report. We are entitled to know what arguments we face when we go into a hearing. And at this time, we don't know DPW's position because they've not produced an agency report. So we had asked that DPW's arguments be precluded on this appeal because they did not produce a procurement record, because they did not produce an agency report. Ultimately, I would want that relief if we cannot get the record and cannot get an agency report. We've addressed when they should file their procurement record now, and I have no concerns with that. That's fine. But we also still don't have an agency report. I don't know what arguments I face at a hearing because of that. So at this point, frankly, I would request that DPW be ordered to produce their agency report by a date certain, And for failure to comply with that, they then, the hearing officer should then consider the sanction of deeming G4S arguments as true.
Okay. Ms. Mooney, no opposition has been filed by DPW to this motion, but you have the floor for some opposition if you want to provide it.
I'm going to restate just for the record again that we've just entered into this matter, and I do not even have the exhibits attached to the notice of appeal. They weren't available to us on an online download. So I haven't seen the contract or the issues, and I haven't had an opportunity to interview my client at any length to find out what the facts are that are surrounding this motion. And so as an attorney, I'm requesting a continuance so that I can adequately represent my client before the hearing officer. I believe that since we're going to produce the record next Wednesday, if you could reserve hearing on this motion or ruling on this motion until after date we've had an opportunity to develop the facts, it would be in keeping with what I would think would be fair and just.